I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is November 15th, 2011, 6 minutes after 5 p.m. I'd like to ask, are there any declarations of a conflict of interest from the board? Mr. Jones?
None.
Mr. Heine? Mr. McCarter?
None.
Ms. Roll?
No.
And myself, Robert Fino, none. I will now do roll call. Mr. Jones?
Present.
Mr. Heine?
Present.
Mr. McCarter?
Present.
Ms. Roll?
Present.
And myself, Robert Fino, is present. Well, I'll have the chief lead the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a consent agenda today under agenda item number 4, which involves two items on the agenda item, line item number 5. And those consent agenda items can be handled at the same time. The approval of the minutes from September 20th, 2011, and approval of the minutes from October 18th, 2011. Do we have any discussion from the board or any corrections?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
I was not present for the October 18th minutes meeting, so I will abstain from voting on that.
Okay, thank you.
Question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Consent of the agenda, and then we went to the approval of the minutes. Did you do the consent of agenda?
A consent agenda is when we can approve both items at the same time.
Since we have all, like, we can't add anything to the agenda?
No.
Because I feel that we missed something on the agenda.
Any matter on the consent agenda will be removed from the consent agenda and discussed as a regular agenda item upon the request of any board member. In other words, if you would like us to, we can approve the minutes separately from September 20th and move on, and then make another motion to approve the minutes for October 18th and then move on.
I wanted to add something for the October 15th.
Okay. We cannot add anything to the agenda once it's been posted.
Okey-dokey.
Any other discussion from the board? I make a motion to approve the minutes for September 20th of 2011 and October 18th of 2011.
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Tim Heine. We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from September 20th, 2011 and October 18th, 2011 with a show of hands, please. Show of hands, show that 4 board members approve those minutes. Mr. Jones, you were not present for October 18th, you say?
That's correct.
Okay.
Minutes reflect that, so I feel like
right.
I should not vote on the...
Okay. And, okay, we have a quorum for that approval of the minutes. Thank you. We have a call to the public on the next agenda item.
Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, can we go back to minutes, please?
Yes.
If I remember right, a while back we had decided that we were going to try and get the agendas out a little sooner.
Yes, you and I had talked about that.
Right. And I know for a while we were doing them on Fridays, so that way it gives people enough time to see if they had anything that needed to be added. Maybe we can go back to doing that, so that way if any of the board members have something that needs to be added, they have plenty of time to get it into you to get it put on.
Yes, you and I had discussed that. I was mistaken in the fact that I thought we had another week.
Right.
This is our third. I did not realize the first came on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I was planning on getting them out this week and having a whole week for
so
the...
So we can just kind of...
Yes.
That'll probably help the board members and, get stuff on the agenda.
And we'll discuss that in more detail on the next meeting because that will be an agenda item.
Right. And then if you don't mind, one more thing, please. We also talked in one of the meetings, too, about making sure that we start doing the written minutes again so that we had them in our books and we need to start, if we can do that again.
Yeah, we have the written minutes here. I sent you a copy?
No. Oh, yes, you did. But I want to sign.
Oh, okay.
To approve.
And that'll be Mr. McCarter's?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So we can get them in that book that we started. Thank you.
Now that we're on the subject of minutes, we have to make sure we have one area with all the minutes, recorded minutes and the written minutes. Do we have that?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item number 6, call to the public. Is there any public that wishes to address the board? No? We'll move on to agenda item number 7, that's reports. The financial report will be given by Ms. Jo Green. We have on the agenda the summary of Joe Green's findings on our financials, review where we are on the budget, the M&O account, and the discussion vote on the status of hiring a secretary.
I can start with the financial report, which is at the kind of last bullet item on your page, and then the part that follows it. As of 10/31, we had $126,042.26 in the, and this is county accounting. This is off of the county reports. Okay, it shows on this report the total receipts, total disbursements, and the journal entries involved in the difference between the opening and the closing balance. Then I went ahead and took that because we were running a little low, it looked like, on money. I took that balance, the $126,000, and subtracted outstanding checks that hadn't cleared through the county, and then the checks that we had written in November, and then the checks to be paid, which we actually paid on 11/7. Leaving us a balance of $70,722. Then we have the 11/11 payroll and a few more checks. And then today I wrote the third quarter payroll taxes. That takes the balance, according to me, down to $18,000. However, there was an email from Kathy Trewick that as of the 10th of November, we had $200,422 in the bank. That's why we went ahead and wrote the other checks, because we felt we had it there. So it was a little better than what the accounting looks like on the bottom. We don't have the deposits that occurred the first part of November. Okay. Anybody have any questions?
I have one question. Was that $200,422? Okay, so basically we have another $74,000 above that. Comes out.
You asked me to add.
Well, no.
Basically, it kind of corresponds with the 11/7 balance. I say 70. She says 200,000.
Okay. Where do you think that difference comes from? Tax revenue?
Taxes received.
Taxes
in
received. Okay. That's what I thought. Any other questions from the board?
May I?
Yes.
Have they allocated those monies to us yet?
Not on the report yet, so I don't have a way to get them into ours. This was just an informal email giving us a kind of an accounting of where we stood to see if we had the money. It was taking it down to $18,000. It's getting kind of light on money mid-month.
Bill?
Maybe this has already been answered, but did we have to borrow money to operate?
Yes, and that happened in September. We borrowed $6,700 and paid it back in the same month with $7.74 in interest.
Okay.
Mr. Jones, you had a question?
No, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that's for the financials. Now, I don't have a copy of the agenda, so I'm not sure.
Sure.
me just look real quick. Okay, kind of the summary of the of my findings are the bullet points above that. The payroll and government reporting. I found that the payroll settings are incorrect, so that the payrolls are neither easy nor are accurate when completed. And this kind of comes about in mostly in the employee benefits, the AFLAC, the vision, the dental were not keyed in properly into QuickBooks so that they were deducted properly. Also, spouse portion of insurance was not put in properly, so it was not being deducted, and that caused a small hardship on an employee. So, then when I ran the third quarter reports for the IRS in Arizona and for Department of Economic Security, all the wages, all the taxable wages came out with different numbers. And I haven't been able to figure out why yet. So I went ahead and submitted them, and we have them to sign, to be signed tonight and mailed tomorrow, but hopefully I can figure it out.
They weren't.
Next.
I hate to interrupt, but they weren't huge differences, but they were $50 and $100 and some dollars.
Yeah, they all ran at around $2,000 between each of them. Yeah,
but
so, just I'm not sure why.
Bizarre.
Yeah. the benefits were not set up as pre-tax deductions, which that presents a hardship to the employees as well. The experience rating for DES was not correct. We had it for the last 2 years as 1.94, and that's how the premiums are calculated. And actually, the percent is 3.85. So basically, we owed more than two times what we were paying for DES, and they haven't caught up with us yet on that. So
DES?
Department of Economic Security. It's Arizona Unemployment. Okay, in trying to reconcile the problems with IRS, because they have been sending notices that that there is a lot of money owed to them from here, and so I went through and did as much as I could in finding how much had actually been paid to IRS. And that is, usually it's paid through Chase Bank or to U.S. Treasury. And so I put together some spreadsheets, and I worked with Paul. And I think we've come up with what we think has been paid. And based on my calculations, we're about $45,000 short in actually paying the tax itself. Now, IRS is physically asking for $98,136, so it's a little bit different. Hopefully, we can convince them that my numbers are better than theirs. Let's see, Arizona State Retirement System, reports and payments are due after each payroll, and the last report submitted and paid was July 18th, so I've got those caught up to September, first part of September. I need to finish and get those up to date with the current payrolls. IRS payments are due after each payroll, and those are not those have not been happening. They were sporadically paid throughout. And Arizona also requires the withholding to be paid to them after each payroll. So this kind of says there needs to be a procedure set up that says when we run a payroll, we pay all these other things that need to be paid right after a payroll, including any child support payments. Those are required to be paid right then. Okay, that kind of finishes payroll and government reporting. That's where I spent the majority of my time, because that's where the biggest dollar figures were, that's where the biggest problems are, and that's where your biggest money outgo is. So the next one is vendors.
Joe, can I just ask you a couple of questions of the board and hear what's going on?
Sure.
And Chairman, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
On the when she was talking about the taking the employee benefits that they were pre-tax or post-tax?
Pre-tax.
Now it's supposed to be pre-tax. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and finish out the year the way it is set up now. So that way it doesn't create another hardship for them when they do their taxes. And then at the beginning of the year, we'll go back and pre-tax everything. So that way it'll be the right way. And then ASRS, you guys all received an email on ASRS and some of the hoorah, if you will, with that. Joe had to come in and get ASRS caught up. It had not been completed since July of our fiscal year. So she had to go in and get it caught up before we can allow for the person doing the claim to get paid out. In fact, we just recently found out that it hasn't been caught up since June. So now we've got to go into the last fiscal year and get that caught up also.
Continue. You were in vendors?
Yeah, vendors. I have examples of about three or four checks just in August that were double paid, and they sent those checks back as telling us that their account had already been paid. And then another vendor, American Tower, had not been paid, and the outstanding amount for them was over $6,000. So that one I couldn't understand, because that's a monthly payment and should be made each month. And even when it was paid monthly, there was five payments that were made monthly, it wasn't the right amount. So we had catch up to do on it. And then out of the 29 payments that I did research on, there were 29 payments due, and 9 payments were paid during that period of time, and with about a $6,000 difference into what was owed versus what was paid. And that's just one vendor, so I haven't had much time to take a look at other vendors and see where we are with them. Okay, QuickBooks. QuickBooks does not balance with the accounting reports. The first thing I looked at to come, because I wanted to know how valid the stuff I was looking at in QuickBooks and some of these other reports and letters from people, to see how valid QuickBooks was. Well, July 1st, 2011, QuickBooks had $172,000 as a balance. And when I looked at the county report, the county said we had an opening balance on July 1st of $76,301. Now, the county would have outstanding checks still showing against it at that $76,000. QuickBooks would not. And the county, and then the county would be telling us in July what the deposits were for taxes, and so therefore we wouldn't have those in QuickBooks at that point in time. Yet QuickBooks is $100,000 over what the county said. So I don't have a lot of credibility with what is in QuickBooks, more having to do with the deposits rather than the disbursements, because every check that is issued through QuickBooks and printed on a printer through QuickBooks. So I am assuming that the disbursements are a little more accurate than the deposits, but I can't be totally sure of that, because there are an inordinate amount of voided checks now. Why were they voided? Were they written, sent, and then taken out? I don't know. Were they, you know, I have no idea. So I have not found anything that would say that money went to the wrong places or anything like that. No wrongdoings or anything, but just a lot of inaccuracies, and probably knowledge of QuickBooks was not there. Okay. All right. And where we are on the budget, sorry about that. I didn't get to that part. M&O account, I kind of did that with the financial statements down at the bottom. Okay?
I have a question. This amount that's due to the IRS and the state taxes, are those already accounted for in the budget that we have right now, or will those be pulled out of the account to pay those taxes?
No, I can't answer a question like that because I don't know how you report against your budget. People do budgets and things differently, and I probably haven't come up with the budgeting process so much, but I mean, it's going to come out of your account. It's going to have to.
Right. Okay. So that's the taxes that have not been paid yet.
Right. And we're hoping to get them down. I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I can answer that.
Yes.
Rebel, $45,000 has already been taken out. So basically, that's already sitting aside right now. So you could probably say that that's out of the 2010-2011 fiscal year. So the $45,000 that's still owed would be out of this fiscal year's. Does that help you?
2011-2012?
But what portion of that is penalties and interest?
I can actually answer that one. It's roughly $12,000 in penalties and interest that IRS has levied up against us. At current, we still have three levies against accounts of ours, such as three insurance companies. So instead of us getting those payments go straight to IRS, which is another thing that Joe and I have been trying to figure out, is IRS is getting payments that we haven't made that, you know, they're getting from those levied accounts. So we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But we have unpaid from second quarter of 2010 forward. So
you say they're unpaid. Where is that money at right now?
That's a good question. That's another thing we haven't been able to figure out yet.
Because
it just looks like it just hasn't been paid.
Because if I'm reading this right, your 1115 balance shows 18,000. If the IRS is requesting payments, if they'll take the 45,000, that would leave us in the negative, if I'm understanding your spreadsheet.
Right, yeah. Now, my spreadsheet down here does not include the November deposits that the county has made. So the county, the county says we have about $140,000 more than,
Yeah, we have another $92,000. To put into that 1115 account balance, approximately. I figure. One of the other things I wanted to ask, I remember in one of the meetings, our former secretary talking about monies that were sent to the county initially. Was that through Chase, or was that just sent to the county? Was that a valid statement on her part, or
no? It wasn't. That was sent to Chase. That was part of the money that Joe just sent out to the IRS.
Oh, so we send it to the county, and then county send it to Chase before we had our PIN number.
The way it was set up is when EFTPS, which is the payroll taxes that we do, went automated, which was at the beginning of 2011. The county set up a separate tax account for all of the fire agencies under their control. The districts would take out of the M&O account, write a check to the FICA account or the EFTPS account, and then we're supposed to electronically disperse that to the IRS from that account. The paperwork initially for the EFTPS stuff was messed up and denied three separate times from the paperwork that we're finding through the IRS and from phone calls with the IRS. We now have that stuff straightened out, and with the new PIN number and everything else that we talked about for EFTPS, now that money is out of that account and over to the IRS where it should be. It wasn't that the county was holding it, but once it's put in, they can't get it back because it's really not our money, it's IRS's. And at the same time, IRS can't take it out because they don't have the proper account information to take it out.
So this is over and above that?
Correct. This is over and above that. This the outstanding, roughly 45,000 outstanding, is 45,000 in payments going back from 2000, again, second quarter of 2010, that were just never made. Why they weren't, I don't know. They just weren't ever made.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Roll?
How many more months do you think it will be before you understand exactly the, to help get the situation totally ironed out?
It depends on how deep you want me to go into and balance, you know, how far back you want me to reconcile the QuickBooks to the county, or whether you want me to just get QuickBooks in tune with the county as it stands right now and move forward. So a lot of it depends on decisions coming from you as to how you want me to handle it.
What does the county want? Do we know that yet?
I haven't talked to them regarding that. I mean,
it would be hard to come in balance with the county, since they are never in balance with us because they're always either behind on the tax revenue. So,
but you can always.
But you should be able,
you know,
to go back
and
record.
It's kind of like you're balancing your checkbook at home. You have outstanding deposits. You have outstanding checks, and you can take a picture of that and a stake in the ground and say, at this point in time, the county is missing. The county has not paid these checks. QuickBooks has, so you take that into account. The county would say, okay, we've made that. We've given you this much in deposits from your taxes, and it's not recorded in QuickBooks, so you get it to that point. You start with just a point in time for both of those until you get a valid number, and which it's easy. I mean, it's not that hard to do. The quickest would be just to put the stake in the ground July 1st and say, don't worry about anything, Pat, you know, beyond, you know, back beyond that. But you've got some things that are due, money that is owed from past budgets. I don't know how you handle that, or whether it just has to come out of this budget and you suffer the consequences against this budget. I don't know. It's kind of, I need some guidance from you as to, do you want me to try to get this balanced all the way back to a year ago, 2 years ago, and take a look at what has and has not been paid, do full audits through the doors of all the vendors? And that would, you know, that takes time, and I think
when was our last audit done, from what point to what point?
Well, last fiscal year.
December 13th, I think it was.
Got one coming
up. We started?
Up.
Yeah, we got one coming up in December.
So it goes December?
Not all the time.
But I mean, the board basically accepted that audit at that point in time, correct?
Right.
Well, I feel that we shouldn't go past that. Let's not go back past that, since it's already been accepted. And to me, that would be maybe digging a hole where you don't want to dig.
One of the things that I asked Joe to do when she first came in is just, I asked her if she could start from July this fiscal year, try and get us caught up. And then if we wanted to go back, we could go back to 2010, 2011. But right now, the important thing was to get the IRS caught up and all the taxes caught up. So that's one of the first things that I asked her to start working on, was the IRS stuff and trying to get that straightened out. And then we had to do the ASRS.
And
the,
how close are we to getting to that point?
That's going to take some time to sit down and work with IRS, and Paul's did a lot of the work as well. I don't know, Paul, do you have any?
Well, we've we know where the money's missing, but now it's got, we have, I think we're probably going to have to sit down with the IRS, with an auditor from the IRS, to see where they placed money, because they moved, say, an example, third quarter of 2010, we made a $4,500-some-odd payment to IRS. Because of quarters before that that were still lacking in funds, they shifted those funds over to other areas, so it doesn't post for third quarter, it may have posted for first quarter. So it's gonna, we're gonna have to track down where all the payments and where all the money went to excuse me, to see where everything's at and where exactly where we sit. I'm guessing probably another 2 months at absolute most.
And to add a little more into that, some of the checks that were cut to IRS were sent to different locations.
Yeah.
And while we don't know why they were sent to multiple locations. So the other thing we have to do is, they said that they'll eventually make their way to them, but we don't know how long the channels are going to take to get to them.
And some were probably improperly noted on the check for what it was, too.
Correct.
And that's
some,
why it gets...
I think were even found in the drawer in an envelope.
Yeah.
Right, I was
right
here when we found some of those.
So it's you know, like Bill said and Paul said, it's going to take a couple months at least just to, you know, make sure that all the checks get to those certain channels and make their way into the pot.
Well, let me speak just for a few moments. Bring up the speed where I've been since I kind of got thrown in temporarily treasurer and writing payroll and doing everything once Lori quit. And we've had a lot of help with Paul, the chief. When we got Joe on board, she's been fantastic. We did have a meeting just last week to discuss the hiring of a new bookkeeper or clerk. And at this point, I think that we really need to not hire anybody except keep Joe on board until we get through this 1 month, 2 months, whatever it takes. And then if we decide at a future date to go back further, we will. But as the chief said, put the stake in at July and let's get to that point now. And I really feel that's my recommendation, and I think that I've been around as much as anybody since Lori has quit. That's just my recommendation to the board.
Question, Mr.
Yes.
Can you donate? Or not donate? Pardon me.
Yes, you can.
Give us that time. Give us that much time in your schedule? Hold out here another 2 or 3 months?
I probably can, because now I can. I had a lot of commitments in the last 2 weeks that kept me from being here as much as I wanted to be to get this stuff done, because I'd like to get it done and over with as well. Yes, I think I can. Most of my work is done as far as my clients go for this month, so I can start spending more time and taking care of that. But my assistant is leaving me for a while, so I'm going to be thrown into the phrase of my business more than normal. So I don't know. I'm kind of wondering if you might want to talk some alternatives and think about how you want to fill that position, and maybe possibly bring people up, you know, a person in up to speed that goes through some of the things that we're finding and knows how to fix them, so that we know what kind of procedures. I've got some recommendations for some procedures that you might want to put in place to be sure that things like this don't happen again to you. You definitely do not want IRS down your back.
How long do you think that would take? Do you think we should get somebody now, or do you think that we should wait a month? Or,
you know, there's the problem that another person coming in is time consuming to bring up to speed as well. You know, sometimes it's faster if you just shut the door and just rerun your problem and move forward with it. It's kind of hard to decide, but whenever, I think what I want to do is leave you with the best situation possible. Is having someone in here and starting and getting a feel of what need, what is expected and needed of that person. You definitely, if you're going to want to have a bookkeeper in, that person has to know QuickBooks. The majority of your problems came about by, I think, keeping separate books, keeping track of things in something other than QuickBooks. So you need somebody who feels comfortable and relies on QuickBooks as their financial Bible and then balances it to accounting and then can give a better accounting to you guys. And that's important. So finding a good QuickBooks person, if you find somebody, it might be you to step forward and move into it.
Mr. Sherman, Joe and I even kind of talked a little bit this afternoon, you know, maybe even if we didn't want to go that full route, possibly just bring somebody in at an entry-level position just to answer phones and do the filing and stuff, but yet keep somebody else on to handle the payroll and the payroll bills and the QuickBooks and the deposits.
And that even could be a long-term situation where you have someone that you have a contract with that does the QuickBooks totally. But that means that an office person would have to have files for another person to come in and take those and enter them into QuickBooks. What I do in my job currently is my clients keep track, they don't keep track of anything. They give me all their receipts, all their check stubs, everything. And those all get posted into QuickBooks by me or my assistant. And there is no bookkeeping done on site in any of my clients except for one, and then I give them financials at the end of the month and give them all their government reporting and their sales tax. It's a possibility.
So we could farm this out to another individual outside this office, just bring somebody in there to answer the phones and do that kind of stuff and keep it away from here so it's, there's no influence?
That could be as well, yes.
You have to say question.
Question? Would your firm be a possibility?
Definitely.
Good one. And then you wouldn't mind, and then you wouldn't mind doing that? We keep a file for you, you pick it up once a month, do everything you need to, and then
I could even do it on site for you here with your, so that you would have QuickBooks available to whoever wanted to look at it, to run reports and look at vendors, you know, see if it's been paid, you know, could use it in a research mode, and I could do it on site.
Do we need a full-time answer phone secretary?
You know, watching things that, as I've seen them here, I think probably yes, because there's so many things that need to happen that a bookkeeper wouldn't have to worry with, okay?
And be distracted.
Getting information from employees on what they need done with their paychecks and things like that, then put in a file for the bookkeeper. It would take a little bit of communications to do that, but it also gives you someone, an independent person that's not involved in the fire station itself, too, which has its merits, has its pluses and minuses, actually.
So the station would still do the deposits?
Or
would they say that?
And just give me the
or save the whole deposit for you, or no, that's probably too much. But
the one problem I have is that I am not in the area during the summer for about 3 to 4 months. I do everything electronically, but I do have an assistant that does the moving around and picking things up and getting them to me. Being here every week to run paychecks and things like that may cause a problem, but like I said, my assistant can do it when I'm not here. She's very good at all of this.
And one thing that we've changed, Mr. Chairman, with the deposits, before, whenever a deposit was drawn out, it was entered into QuickBooks. What we're doing now is we're making the deposit, we're writing out the deposit, taking it in, depositing it to the bank. It goes to her and to Joe, and then Joe hangs on to it to wait till it clears into the county before it gets posted to QuickBooks.
Yeah, I was going to say that, excuse me, could that not have been some of that issue where we showed, where QuickBooks showed more money than the county because the deposits went into QuickBooks before they went to the county?
And then they went back into QuickBooks when they came back from the county.
Ah, double.
Quadruple.
Actually, in July, I've done July and August, and I found tons of duplication. Okay, and so, yeah, I think there were 6 deposits that were duplicated in July alone.
Oh, that would go straight to the bottom line.
But then in August, they were all missing. So, you know, I haven't found patterns, which normally when you go through an audit books, you find patterns, you find where the same thing is wrong consistently, and I haven't found that. It's been very difficult.
Okay. I think we have, I'm not sure if there's any need to make a motion. We have that option on this status to discuss and vote on the status of hiring a secretary. And I think that could include a business to come in and do the deposits like Joe Green, Mr. O'Green was talking about. Or we can make a motion today.
I would still recommend to the board, just personally, that we don't hire anybody for at least another month and let Joe Green get closer to the bottom of everything. And then if we feel comfortable, then hire somebody and bring them in, because we know it's going to take a couple of months. So Joe has got to the bottom of a lot of things since she came back. And I think we need to let her continue. I think she is very fair on her price to us for what she has done. That is my recommendation. In fact, I'll make it into a motion that we do not hire anybody till that we bring this back up. Or let's make a motion
to table this.
Yes, I'll make a motion that we table the Report A, Section 4, discussing and voting on the status of hiring a secretary until the next meeting.
There has been a motion made by Mr. Tim Heine to table item number 4 on the financial report, discuss and vote on the status of hiring a secretary until
I
next
need to
month.
Also add into that, though, to keep Joe Green going forward as she has for the last
and to keep Ms. Joe Green
month.
Continuing.
Question.
Yes, she has. Yes.
I agree with that, and I would like to second it, but what does that do with the discussion about hiring someone to answer the phone? Do we do that enough?
I can probably clarify that a little bit. We also have Joe Carroll, who's helping out part-time also, and Joe Carroll's been doing all the filing stuff that Joe's not doing. And then when Joe Carroll was here, she's been answering phones. So we've already got her, just utilizing her, that she knows a little bit of the finances from dealing with Elfrida and then helping us before when Donna left. And so she's been kind of helping out until we get everything caught up also. So we have that covered then. Right.
We have that position covered.
She comes in 1 to 2 days a week for like four or five hours.
Our big deal is also to keep the budget down, to keep our finances down and not hire another employee full time until we really know where we're at.
And then need them.
So, you know, I mean, even Joe Carroll, we need to keep her as
correct
at a minimum as we can.
Bill, you had something to say? You had your hand up? Okay. So the motion is to table item number 4 on the financial report, discuss and vote on the status of hiring a secretary until the next meeting, and at the same time to retain Ms. Joe Green in her present duties.
Correct.
Second.
And it has been seconded by Ms. Roll. We'll now take a vote. All those members voting in favor of with a show of hands. A show of hands show that all five board members did vote in favor of that. Thank you, Ms. Jo. We'll move on to the Chief's report given by Chief Mike Martinez. Chief?
Brush fires, we've had 3. False alarm, 0. Structure fire, 0. Other, 1. Control burn, 2. Year to date, 92 on fires. EMS reports.
I have one question on the chief's report on these fire calls. Mike, you have 92 that's responding to control burns, others, false alarm, structure fires, and brush fires combined.
Right. Correct. Everything
in that category.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Since what time?
Since the last board meeting in December.
No, I mean,
starting from
the 92 come from how?
Oh, this January 1.
Okay, not
calendar year. Yeah, our reports go into FEMA and all of them in calendar year.
Okay.
So it was it started 1/1/11.
Right. Too many ones. Mm-hmm. No. EMS reports. Ambulance transports 13, air transports 5, code 900 is 1, public assist 0, patient refusals 2, 0 cases where 2 ambulances were out at the same time, year to date 333 calls.
Any questions from the board? I had one other question on the chief's report. What is other? Is that the bees and
bees
call and
yeah.
Wild dog?
Want to help somebody? Or
okay.
Something.
Oh, fall them down. They can't get up. Or
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question. What's the status of our apparatus outside in the bay? Are there any down for maintenance? Are there any expected to be down for routine maintenance?
I think the car is down right now for maintenance.
There's actually 2 units down. 1 unit that is still up, but we'll be down here in about a month for about a day. engine 306 suffered a catastrophic failure of one of the airbags that was put in. That's being warrantied, so we had to pull the airbags off, but it's still in service right now. However, it sits pretty low, so we're trying to keep it not being used unless we have to. Engine 308, the pump on it froze up, not literally froze because it was cold, but it seized up. So we're having to rebuild the pump. Right now, that truck is kind of on the low priority list to get up right now since the wildland season is fairly lax right now. And the car is having an electrical issue that we are just completely baffled about. So we're actually going to, once we get some time around, to get that over to Sierra Vista. As far as frontline apparatus, everything is, with the exception of 306.
What are you calling the car?
The little Ford Focus Outback that the department purchased as a staff vehicle. So it's not a response vehicle at all, but it is a department-owned vehicle that we use to go to trainings that are outside of the district and whatnot.
Now, could we have this report also included on the chief's report?
You bet.
Next month? Thank you. Any other comments from the board? We'll move on to new business. Looking through the minutes, I put this under new business rather, a lot of these under new business rather than old business because these were not tabled to be discussed at a later date, according to the minutes. So I just posted them back into new business because some of the, on the request of some of the board members. And just listening to the minutes on the tape. So under new business, under item number A, discuss the letter sent that was sent by Ms. Tucker concerning the alleged harassment.
Which letter? August 17th? Or?
Yes, August 17th, 2011. I have that letter here. I have discussed this with the attorney, Ms. Terry Bannon, before we go too much further into it. She says that she told me that since She is no longer employed here, even though it was dated August 17th and she was dismissed on September 6th. That nothing should be done about this until her attorney contacts us, if that happens. And once the attorney contacts us, then we are to pursue this alleged incident with our attorney and her attorney, if that outcome ever happens. So Ms. Bannon advised us just to wait to see if this does come up in a suit. Any other questions? Yes.
On November 7th, she sent a letter, or I had a, that's when it said.
I think the same deal would be with any letters that have been sent.
Any letters or any comments from Ms. Tucker, our attorney said that we should not respond to them until they have been addressed by her attorney to us.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Discussion? Moving on to item number B under new business. Discuss the letter from Captain Paul to the board concerning the board's untimely manner in signing checks. The board received a letter from Paul. Does anybody have a copy of that?
No.
Let's see, I think I might
have it somewhere.
Oh,
but
yeah, mine is here too. And
that was when Chief was on the Dragoon fire, right?
Right. I know some of the board members were concerned about that. I was. And I was wondering if the chief has any comments concerning that letter.
Is it the one that was dated 8/25/11?
No, that's a long letter. I have. Is that the right date?
Yeah, the first sentence says 8/25/11.
Yeah.
I was here for that. For this letter?
No, you were at the Dragon and Fire. It came out on my email, and you were out of town at the time.
Yes, you were.
And because I asked Paul at one of the meetings.
On the date of the letter, I was here.
No, you weren't.
Yeah.
On 8/25, I was here. I was not on any fires in August.
We're pretty sure because we asked Paul about that. How did he discuss this with you? And we just wanted to clarify that Paul had gone through the chain of command, gone to you, or did you go to Paul and ask him to write that letter to us?
So, Paul came to me and told me he was going to write the letter. I said I would write the letter if I were you too. Simply because Lori had specifically told Paul and every other employee that she told the board that she had called the board to sign the checks. So she was putting the blame back on you. So Paul went ahead, wrote the letter, shoved a copy of it under my door, and that's when you had come to me.
Okay, and I think the clarification was the chain of command followed?
And yes,
in that case, I see it was followed, and there was communication between you and Paul concerning that letter, and
there was communication between me and Paul, you and Lori on this whole matter, where Lori was specifically over and over again stating that she had told all the board members. When I talked to Andy and when I talked to you, you had both said that you had not received anything on your messages.
Right.
But yet she was telling them, and we have members of the department that have it on their text messages, stating that, well, I told all the board members to come and sign the checks. And then that's when Paul said, I need to write a letter so that way the board knows that, you know, we need to get our checks signed.
Any other comments from the board? Discussion?
Is that the letter where you mentioned the snafu?
Yes, sir.
The only comment I have is the letters need to be more professionally written when they're written to the board.
I think so. I think most of the letters should come directly from the chief in the future. We appreciate your comments. But
I didn't.
I mean, you know,
the feedback.
The feedback was there. We needed to rather this to lay blame totally on the board. The way the letter was stated, that we are remiss if we could be fined and et cetera, et cetera. The communication still has to be open. The first communication
had the board received any notice? As far as we knew, the board did not receive any notice to come in and sign checks. The next time I talked to Lori, she said, oh, there's no problem. You can sign them tomorrow. And that's when I came down and found the letter addressed to you. So I would like to mention that if any personnel has any issues with the board, take them directly to the chief, have the chief sign those letters. You can write them and have the chief sign them, and then bring them to the board. And rather than a letter, a quick phone call would have been a much quicker way to attract the attention of the board.
If you do recall, sir, I actually did give you a phone call. We have actually the text message that Lori sent to Tricia. She was one of the people that was missing that check for that week and a half, stating that she contacted every single one of you board members and was received no response from you guys. So we were under the impression...
A text message?
Correct. Correct.
On my email?
No, text message on her phone that Lori sent to her because she was asking Lori about...
Oh, okay, because I don't have text messaging.
You know, so. She was one... Along with
she got a text message from Lori.
Correct, right. Saying that you guys were, had all been contacted and thus far, mm-hmm. and that was, I think, 3 days or 2 days after the payroll, okay. something like that, that none of you guys had responded. And on the second part of that, sir, if you read the letter, it was actually addressed to Chief Martinez, and copies of this letter were sent to the board for reference. So the complaint was given to Chief Martinez, and also a copy was given to you guys. Okay.
At that time... He wasn't here to address the issue.
Yes, it was.
Because I talked to you that day and he wasn't here.
You talked to me 3 days before. Actually, no, I think you talked to me on the payroll before that. I'm trying to remember now.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
All well said and done.
There's a letter I slipped under her door on the 25th. Or a note.
Oh, to Lori.
Yes.
And it's a ways back, and however the communication was made, Chief Martinez was aware before any of this was gone or done.
Okay. I'm sure that let's just hope that situation doesn't happen again. Okay? Let's just hope that situation doesn't happen again. In the future, I would like to see that addressed, that duty addressed by the chief, you know, and... you know, like I said, if there's a snafu in the phone calls or a negligence in making a phone call to the board or a slip up in that, then we need to be notified almost physically. The chief can come to my doorstep and knock on the door just a few miles. Mr. Heine's here in town, so is Mr. McCarter, and so is Ms. Rowe.
Mr. Fino, I need to make a correction. I was here during the day. That afternoon, I got called out to the Dragon Fire.
Okay. So we just missed contact there.
Right.
Okay.
And I think communications have been quite well in the last couple of months. So
I think we are
so
getting
I think the problem has already been right. ratified. So
the morale, okay. the everything within the crew members and the public has just improved dramatically.
Okay.
120%.
Any further discussion on this item? Let's move on to item number D. I put this in. Discuss and possibly vote on the acceptance of the solar energy packet that was presented by Mr. Frank. Yes.
That's C.
What did I say? D?
Yes.
C. Discuss and possibly vote on the acceptance of the solar energy that was presented by Mr. Frank Gomez. And my recommendation is that we do not go forward with the solar energy program. And table it here. We all read the reports. We all saw the errors in the calculations. I saw the continued errors that kept coming up in the calculations and the misinformation. And basically, it's just going to cost $300,000 in a 20-year period. That I think possibly in the future, the Arizona State Department of Energy may. Come up with some new programs, and I think it would be better to wait. So, any further discussion?
Are you making that into a motion?
I'm making a motion now to
drop it.
To drop the acceptance of solar energy here at the fire station.
Second.
Not pursue that.
Okay, and it's been seconded. Will now, any discussion, Tim? We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of voting for that, with a show of hands, all board members did vote in favor. The next item under item number D, discuss and possibly vote on the topic of a pension board for the volunteer pension fund. We had discussed this at one time. The chief was going to, as I recall, the chief was going to try to get a panel board together, or was this for something else I'm thinking of? Chief?
I got the panel board together for the secretary. I didn't do one for the,
no,
for the pension board. But if I'm not mistaken, I think we have to have a member of the board, the chief, member of the community, and a member of the fire department on the committee.
That's what you said before.
Bill?
I make a motion that we have the chief assemble a pension board for the volunteer pension fund.
I'd like to second that motion.
Bill's on.
That's what I was just going to say.
Okay. Any discussion on that motion? And second? Now take a vote. All those in favor of having the chief...
and Bill.
To have the chief set up a pension board for the volunteer pension fund with a show of hands. Show of hands, show all board members did vote that in favor.
Now, this will come back to the board for approval, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll make any decisions on it.
Do you know how large the pension fund is?
160?
Between 160 and 180. I haven't seen it for the last couple of months.
And
so
this just goes to each fire person involved? They get a,
well, it's titled a volunteer retirement or pension fund. But it's also will be utilized in any of the pension funds that the firefighters decide to go in that direction. Right. If they decide to go into the Arizona State Retirement Fund, then that money will go to that.
And then we'll be done with it?
We're hopeful that it incorporates into that.
Right.
Yes.
And it should.
And it
then,
should.
And then we're done with it?
Well, yes.
We'll just be making portions of the payments to the pension plan until it's gone.
Okay. All right.
I think Rebel shared an interest in wanting to be on that, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're only supposed to have one board member, or can we have two?
One board member.
You can have two, but you don't want to have three because you don't want to have to get into the open meeting.
Yeah.
So the chief will take care of that then, and let us know what he's found on that. Ms. Roll, you said he has to present that to the board for approval. I think our vote approves his selection of that board.
Of the board.
Of the board.
Mm-hmm.
But it
no,
doesn't.
No, I meant the details after they get through working.
Oh, yes, the details after he gets the board together. Okay, mm-hmm. I see where you're at.
What we can probably do, Mr. Chairman, is just go ahead and just throw that under chief's reports.
Okay.
Just have a report monthly with what's going on.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
Since we're on that topic, I'm going to move over to item number F real quick. Discuss and possibly vote on the public safety retirement system.
Where we're at on that, Mr. Chairman, is everything has been accepted by the pension. So they're just doing the amortizations to make sure everybody qualifies.
Okay, so basically the audit?
Right.
They're still doing the audit? Okay.
Right. So once that's completed, they'll notify us and then we'll let the board know.
Are they coming down here to do that audit, or are they just doing it over the phone?
They're doing it in their office.
In their office.
With everything that we sent to them. Josh sent out a packet to them.
Okay.
In fact, I just got a call on it yesterday, so they're still working on it. So once we have a definite answer, I can bring you back an answer.
Okay, that sounds good. You, Ms. Roll?
Does that relate to the pension board, or is this a separate entity?
It relates to the pension board.
Okay, so they're together.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So you will keep us informed, and we'll put it on an agenda item.
Yes.
When that comes up.
Okay.
Moving back to number E, discuss and possibly vote on the repair list for the station.
I'd like to make a motion that we table that until next meeting.
Okay.
As I've been busy with financial things for the fire district.
Yes, in the helipad.
It,
motion has been made to table this agenda item until Mr. Heine notifies.
No, until next meeting.
Until the next meeting.
I'll have a list.
I'll second that.
Okay, it has been seconded. Now take a vote to table this agenda item to vote on the repair list for the station with a show of hands. A show of hands show that all board members did vote in favor of. We'll now do a call to the public. Anybody wishing to address the board at this time? There is no public that wishes to address the board. We will now adjourn this meeting. It is 12 minutes after 6.
Not bad. 1 hour and 5 minutes and we got a lot done.
That's okay.
Yeah, we did.
Proud of you.
That's all right.
Do you have the posted agenda?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get it? So I can go out and get it?
Yeah. I'm going to go grab it.
Now, can I show this stuff away from Mr.
Yes.
Gomez?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I would pin it up on your wall in your bedroom.
And say, save.
Chief, what do you want here as far as, do you want me to sign these two? Well, I can't.
Okay.
Do you have two copies of the...
Say that they're approved, and then I can get the copy and put it in the book. And if you got any other ones to go back, that's wrong.
I have all the minutes.
Are you pretty busy or? Yeah, you kicked out.
Tim, next time you're just gonna kind of gently thump me so that I. Somebody said that Melba looked really nice today, so I was looking around.
She always looks nice.
Well, I thought so too. But I was looking around.
Is that on a recording so I can play it back for her?
But I just keep up. I'll quote you. And I never saw you.
Let's get in the chair.
I got my flat sheet for having a muddy road out by my building site.
Oh, really?
Chance I get some water tomorrow.
11.
Yeah.
Okay.
11.
Just a little bit there.
You know. I did pour the same.
Wait a minute. How did you get in trouble?
The county came back.
And oh, they drive around someplace.
And saw mud on the road. And emailed Ray. Ray called me immediately.
Oh, we got a problem.
Oh, three.
Mud on the road?
Yes. From the heliport, because we had an inch of rain.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay, Chief, is this what you want?
So we shoveled it up. Hand shoveled it, but.
Oh, wow.
Paul can have the guys go out there right now and do that.
Just the road.
Yes, sir.
Down
that okay, so
nice.
You want to take a copy
that's
of this thing?
Actually, that's a lot of hard
well, we were out there with
yes.
September and October. Okay. These are the two we approved tonight.
And you always take care of all
now,
the
things. I don't know that I've been signing my copies that I have in here, but I have them.
You know, the chief right
at the what?
The old store.
Oh, you're kidding.
What's her name?
Patty Burr.
Patty. She's better.
And she wants the teleport. Wait a minute.
We poured the first section today, and we're starting to pour again Thursday. We'll pour two sections Thursday, two sections Friday. We should be finished.
The sun is down.
You mean what?
No sunglasses. Where are the checks?
I'm just a clerk of mine.
This one here's. What's that? This one here's. No, this is Finos?
Finos.
I gotta go through this and file it.
Where's my notebook?
6, 12. I just initialed that, okay? So now I have that.
Tina, do you want to be a part of any of these big checks? You should be. You and Bill should sign these. These are the biggest. A poor little underling like me.
I don't have a chair, so you and Bill have a chair. I'm sorry, I don't have any more desks.
You know, you're good, Tina. I don't care what everybody says. You're good.
I think I forgot I'm recording all of this.
Oopsie.